Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nice Today FC podcast. I'm Josh Taylor, and on today's episode, we got plenty to chat about as we finally have the full 2024 Nice season schedule. So I will share my thoughts on that news that broke over the weekend. We also got some news on the U.S. Open Cup. The format has been finalized for this year's competition, and all nine Nice clubs will know who their opponents will be in the first round of the U.S. Open Cup, set to kick off in a couple weeks. So we'll talk about that and catch you up on all the latest news from around the Nice League since our last recap episode. All right, everybody, I know you're excited for this episode, so let's not wait and let's get right into the show. Here we go. But welcome back to the show, everyone. I know it's been a couple weeks since we did our last recap show, but I hope everybody's doing well. And I hope you guys have gotten a chance to listen to my interviews I've done. We've done two preseason interviews for the 2024 Nice season so far with Maryland Bobcats FC head coach Alex Cow and president and founder of Club de Lyon FC, Fabian Porain. And I'll give you my takeaways from those two interviews. My most recent one with Fabian Porain, you know, we had a very fun hour chatting with him and mostly soccer, but we did talk a bit about the NBA. Usually I'll give the person who I'm interviewing a heads up, hey, these are some of the questions I'm going to be asking and all that. And I usually do my interviews via video, so either Zoom or like Google Meet. And you'll see my background, you know. So my background, as you guys see from my show, Nice Extra Time, you know, I got my house scarf up here. I got Manchester United. Well, you usually don't see those, but it's on my other wall here. I got Manchester United, San Antonio FC, and I got our Orlando City scarf over here. And I have my Spurs and Texas Longhorn thing in the background because I used to live, you know, in Texas. Grew up an Army brat, lived in a bunch of places, but Texas and Florida were kind of been my most recent homes before I ended up where I'm at now here in Chicago. So Fabian sees my background on my wall here, and he's like, oh, you a San Antonio Spurs fan? I was like, yes. And he goes, oh, Manu Ginobili. I was like, yes, Manu. He's a legend. And Manu, when I was in San Antonio, I worked at Target. And Manu actually came to our store one time and, you know, bought some stuff. So that was pretty cool. But, yeah, we talked about, you know, some basketball. And we talked about, like, 20 years ago when Argentina beat the U.S. in basketball? So at the 2004 Olympics. So he's like, yeah, I remember that. So he was like, yeah. So we talked a bit about some basketball, but we did also talked about, as you all heard in my interview, talked to him about Club de Lyon and everything the club has had to endure through its first pro season in Nice. And I did ask about some of the challenges that were being reported last year that the club was dealing with, from, you know, financial issues, player contracts, the situation with Daytona Stadium, and dealing with moving around different stadiums towards the end of the season, and his thoughts on the U.S. Open Cup and dealing with players being cup-tied for that tournament run last year. And I did ask him about the situation about Daytona Stadium, and he told me that he couldn't comment on that due to some legal stuff going on there. But Fabian did address some of the other issues that was reportedly talked about last year, from the club dealing with financial issues, you know, player contracts, moving it around to different venues and that whole situation. And of course, the situation with the U.S. Open Cup, where the players were, you know, cup tied, because a lot of the players were playing in the qualifying rounds and how they dealt with that. So he did talk about those issues, and He also gave us some breaking news on Club de Leon FC and shared with us some news on their new head coach. So that was very exciting, and their coaching staff. He also gave us some insight on Club Leon FC's new home this season. And he also dropped some hints on some potential player signing announcements. So I thought that was pretty exciting stuff for Club Leon FC. And based on my takeaways from my interview, you know, Club Leon, tough first year, but they remain hopeful that things will run more smoothly for them in year two. And as you heard in my interview there, Fabian said he's going to focus more on the business side operations for the club. And he has a coaching staff that's going to focus on the team and the players and all that. So hopefully year two will go by much better than year one. But in NISA, you know, we've seen clubs that have struggled in year one and have bounced back in year two. You can look at Flower City Union as a perfect example of that. Now, my other interview I did with Maryland Bobcats FC head coach Alex Cow, my takeaways there was, well, we've had him on the show before, but he shared his takeaways on his first season as a head coach of the Maryland Bobcats FC and what he's learned and having a full offseason now to work with rebuilding this roster and getting ready for the season. Yeah, and you know, with the moves that the Bobcats have made, I know the Old Bay Brigade and a lot of their fans are very excited to see what they're going to do. He also gave us some insight on the culture that he and his coaching staff is trying to build in Maryland. Some insight on some of the player signings that they've brought in so far to the club and what fans should expect from the club this season. So hope you guys enjoyed those interviews, and I'm working on a few more. I'm trying to get some club representatives from Savannah Clovers FC. Still working on that. And we do have Chris McAnally for the Michigan Stars. Hopefully we can get him on this week. And Michael Salazar for LA Force. Those are the ones that I know, those two at least I have booked for sure. So we'll try to get them in this week and out to you guys as soon as I can. And hopefully, if I can get in touch with some of the new teams that I'll be playing this year, we'll try to see if we can get someone from those new clubs on our show now that we're less than 3 weeks away before the season kicks off. Well, guys, the wait is finally over. We do finally have the full 2024 NISA season schedule. And NISA announced this on Friday. So I got the press release pulled up right here. So the National Independent Soccer Association released the 2024 season schedule, which features the table debut of four new clubs. The nine clubs will play in the East-West Conference format with a focus on regional play, totaling 106 regular season matches. As noted in previous communications, every single NISA club will participate in the 2024 U.S. Open Cup and NISA Independent Cup, with a focus on regional intra-conference play, a unique add to the 2024 schedule are the inter-conference weeks. Each club will play one match against every opposing conference club. So the inter-conference matchups will start on March 23rd through the 31st in Georgia. Georgia Lions SC will host the league's first set of matches. And then we will have another round of interconference matchups in August. It'll be August 3rd through the 10th, and that will be hosted by the West Coast clubs for the second set of interconference matches. The playoff format, as I mentioned previously, it has changed from the previous seasons. So the top two clubs in each conference will advance to their respective conference championship the weekend of October 4th through the 6th. So you'll have the East Conference Championship, top two teams, and then the West Conference Championship, top two teams. The regular season head-to-head winner between conference champions will host the NISA Championship the weekend of October 25th through the 27th. And in the press release, just in case you need a refresher, the East Conference will be Club de Leon FC, Georgia Lions SC, Maryland Bobcats FC, Michigan Stars FC, and Savannah Clovers FC. And in the West Conference, we will have Arizona Monsoon FC, Capo FC, Irvine Zeta FC, and the LA Force. And then the final note here from the league is that the league posted on here that every match will be streaming on NISA Plus. So that was the press release announced this past Friday for the 2024 season, confirming the full schedule. And we do have a list of the opening matches. So the first match of the season will be the Michigan Stars FC. They'll be hosting, well, not hosting, I mean, it's a neutral site, but the Michigan Stars will be taking on Capo FC, and the Maryland Bobcats FC will be taking on Arizona Monsoon FC. Both of those matches will be at Dalton Academy Stadium, and the time is to be announced. Now, NISA does have four other matches for interconference week that are listed here, but a location has not been announced yet. It says on the website to be announced. So we have two games on the 26th for March 26th, Georgia Lions SC taking on Capo FC. And then we have Michigan Stars FC taking on Irvine Zeta FC. Both those matches are on the 26th. And then on the 27th, Maryland Bobcats FC taking on LA Force, while the Savannah Clovers FC will face Arizona Monsoon FC. Those matches are listed on the 27th. And then we have two matches on the 29th. Club de Leon FC will take on Capo FC, and Georgia Lions SC will take on Irvine Zeta FC. Those matches will be played at Dalton Academy Stadium. On March 30th, Savannah Clovers FC will be taking on LA Force. That will be played at Dalton Academy Stadium. And on March 31st, Club de Leon FC will be taking on Irvine Zeta FC at Dalton Academy Stadium. And all the times for those matches are to be announced. So those are all the opening week matches in NISA for the 2024 NISA season. So later this week, I will have Hector Trujillo on the show to go over the 2024 NISA schedule and go over some rivalries for the upcoming season. And the one he has the most interest is Capo FC against Irvine Zeta FC. And he's already got a name for it. He's calling it the OC Classico. I kind of like that one. I mean, if you think about on the West Coast, I mean, all the California teams, they're all close to each other. They don't have to travel very far. I mean, Arizona's the farthest trip they have to go for the Western Conference. So all those teams will be, you know, nice to travel not very far. And, you know, hoping with the fan bases there, you know, it's easy for them to, you know, for those road trips, you know, go to the other team's building and, you know, go out there and support your team. So that'll be very interesting to watch this year as well. And we'll also chat about where some key players ended up and who is the favorite to win the title this year. And I know Hector, he noted on X that Vegas, the in Vegas, I guess he's got some friends out there in Vegas, but he's saying that the odds makers in Vegas like Maryland Bobcats and the LA Force. Even though I'm kind of like, well, the only two teams that have made the most signings so far. I know Irvine Zeta's made a couple, but it's been just those two teams. We're still waiting on Michigan Stars, Kappa FC, Georgia Lions, Arizona, Club de Leon, even though Fabian Perrin just gave us some insight on a couple signings on my last interview. So, yeah, some exciting stuff coming up. And now that the season's less than 3 weeks away, now we can get ready and excited for that. So, yes, the other big news on Friday was that the U.S. Soccer Federation announced that they had finalized the format for the 2024 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which will include 96 teams from across the amateur and professional ranks, playing a total of 95 games from March to September. In a historic shift for the tournament, the upcoming first round will mark the first time since 2008 that all 32 matchups will be exclusively between amateur and professional teams. It says here on the U.S. Soccer website that U.S. Soccer Federation will be making its largest ever investment in the tournament in 2024 with new commercial partners and, you know, increasing the financial incentives for participating teams and increasing that travel reimbursement. So that's a big deal as well. I know the main story people want to talk about is MLS and, you know, the teams that won't be in the tournament, and the league is only going to put 8 teams, which on our last recap episode, that was a rumor that was going on that it was most likely to be they're only going to send 8 teams. So, and I'm not going to talk too much about MLS on that one because I did that in our last recap episode. But yeah, so there'll be 8 teams from MLS, and the Houston Dynamo, who won the tournament last year, are in it, as well as, you know, Atlanta United FC, FC Dallas, LA FC, Real Salt Lake, San Jose Earthquakes, Seattle Sounders FC, and Sporting Kansas City. So those are your 8 MLS teams. USL, you already know all 47 teams between USL Championship, USL League 1, and USL League 2 will be entering the tournament. MLS Next Pro, we will have not just Carolina Core and Chattanooga FC, but you're going to have Austin FC 2, Chicago Fire 2, Colorado Rapids 2, Crown Legacy FC, Minnesota United FC 2, which will be taking on Chicago House AC, by the way. LA Galaxy 2, New York City FC 2, New York Red Bulls 2, and Portland Timbers 2. So that will be an interesting mix as well. And we will have some, many of the amateur teams, you know, Tulsa Athletic, they were like the furthest amateur team in last year's tournament. So they're in there, as well as Apothos FC, you know, Westchester United SC, you guys know about them, FC Motown, Christos FC, El Farolito, you guys know some of those guys. So, and because Salem City dropped out, Nova FC, who just won the 2023 NISA Nation National Championship last December, is now in the tournament. So that was the news there. And U.S. Soccer, they also did the draw on Saturday to announce all the first-round matchups. So here is the breakdown of the first-round matchups that are going to be involving the NISA teams in a couple weeks. So on Tuesday, March 19th, we will have Savannah Clovers FC. They will be going on the road to take on Brave SC, formerly known as the Villages SC. So they will be taking on Brave FC at H.G. Morse Stadium in Middleton, Florida. The Maryland Bobcats FC, they will be going on the road as well on Tuesday. They will be taking on Westchester United SC over at YSC Sports in Wayne, Pennsylvania. So on Wednesday, we have Club De Leon FC. They'll be going back to Daytona to take on AS Frenzy over at Daytona State College Soccer Stadium in Daytona Beach, Florida. I'm still curious, like, you know, both of these teams are based in Orlando, but they're playing in Daytona. I don't know. Just a thought. Anyways, Georgia Lions SC, they will be taking on Apothos FC, and this game will be played at Silverbacks Park over in Atlanta, Georgia. I think this is the first Open Cup match at Silverbacks Park since 2015, because that was the last year that Atlanta Silverbacks, you know, played professionally before they folded in the NASL. So that's interesting. Interesting as well. And then we have Irvine Zeta FC, the pro side in NISA, because Irvine Zeta has two teams. The UPSL side and, of course, NISA Pro. So Irvine Zeta FC will be taking on Mesoamerica FC. That will be a championship soccer stadium. And then we have Capo FC taking on the Des Moines Menace over at Gisera Catholic High School in San Juan Capistrano, California on Wednesday night. And then we also have the LA Force taking on Redlands FC. That will be at Long Beach Community College in Long Beach, California. So those are your matchups on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, March 21st, we have the Michigan Stars FC. They'll be going on the road to take on Steel City FC over at Ambrose Urbanic Field in Pittsburgh, PA. Then we have NISA Nation side Nova FC representing the EPSL. They'll be taking on Carolina Core FC, MLS Next Pro, over at GNCG Soccer Stadium over in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then we have the Lubbock Matadors. They'll be hosting Arizona Monsoon FC over at LCU Soccer Field in Lubbock, Texas. So those are your matchups for the first round in the U.S. Open Cup involving all the NISA teams. All right, everybody. That's been all the latest news so far. We got to catch you up on what else has been going on in NISA in our news segment. So let's get you caught up with the latest news from around the NISA League. All right, everyone, let's catch you up on the latest news from around the NISA League since our last recap episode. And, well, you haven't missed much because as far as player signings are concerned, it's basically been the same three teams, the LA Force, Maryland Bobcats, and Irvine Zeta FC. Let's start with the Force. They are bringing back midfielder Justin Jovell. Jovell is returning for his second season with the club. In his first season with the club last year, Jovell made 22 appearances across all competitions and logged 1,590 minutes on the pitch. The Force have signed midfielder Josue Cartagena. Cartagena was with Flower City Union last season and was very crucial for them, leading that club to their first ever NISA League Championship. He played in 22 matches across all competitions, scored one goal, and recorded 1,587 minutes for City Union. Cartagena also previously played with the Chattanooga Red Wolves in 2022 in USL League One. The Force weren't done yet, as they also announced another signing this past week, adding forward Victor Blanco. So the Force are adding some more firepower to that attack by bringing on Blanco. Blanco had previously played with Club de Leon FC last year. And he played in 16 matches, scored 2 goals, and added 2 assists. He also played in Club de Leon FC's U.S. Open Cup match against USL Championship side San Antonio FC last year. Now let's move on to the Maryland Bobcats FC. They've added some local talent to their squad, signing left wing Wilfred Tanay, center back Tongwa Aka, hope I said that right, striker Alhagi Pa Lete, and right back Angelo Guevara Copaya. All these players that I just mentioned for the Bobcats played with Bridge Sports Club last year. So the Bobcats, you know, doing their thing. They bring in some core veterans for their squad, bring in a couple new pieces, and then they sign some local talent from the DMV. So Bobcats sticking to what they know, and that's great to see. And the Bobcats made another solid addition to their squad as they have found their left back. They have signed Tyler Gabara within the past week. Gabara was with Albion San Diego last season, making 27 appearances across all competitions. He scored 3 goals and added 2 assists for Albion. And he had been with Albion San Diego since 2022 and has scored 5 goals for the club. Gabara had also previously played with Loudoun United FC in the USL Championship from 2020 through 2021. And we have one signing from Irvine Seda FC that was announced by the club, as they have added forward Jonathan Estrada. Estrada has experience in college and the pro soccer game. He had previously played college soccer at Cal in 2019, and he also played with LA Galaxy 2 in 2017 when Los Dos were playing in the USL. So that's the latest player movement updates that we got from across the league within the past week. Now, the only other couple of news items I found from the past week is, well, I know some people have been wondering what's been going on with Georgia Lions, because within the past week, well, on February 24th, the club had posted on social media that, well, I'll read you what they posted. On here it says, the Georgia Lions, under the leadership of owner Sunita Patel, are thrilled to announce our debut in the National Independent Soccer Association in 2024. We are committed to engaging deeply with our fans and community. Stay tuned for more thrilling announcements. So that was what they posted on the X. But I also noticed that the colors got changed. So it's not like the blue and orange. It's now black, red, yellow. And they did a slight rebrand. So it's not Georgia Lions FC anymore. Now it's Georgia Lions Soccer Club. So I thought that was interesting. And I've noticed on social media within the past week, there was an article going around by Jason Longshore writing about the facility that this team was supposed to originally play in, RYSA, and stuff going on with the USL League 2 club, East Atlanta Dutch Lions. And with the Georgia Lions SC, it appears that they have moved, because on their X page and their social media, like on Instagram, it just has like their main video, like, we're Georgia's new team, and they're in Dalton, And on X, it says they're in Dalton, Georgia now instead of Conyers, Georgia. So not sure what happened there, but they're going to be playing their games at Dalton Academy Stadium. And I've been to Dalton. I mean, Dalton, you know, small city in the northwest part of Georgia. It's much closer to Chattanooga than it is to Atlanta. But as the league confirmed their schedule, they're going to be playing their home matches at Dalton Academy Stadium. Now, we don't know in this move, like, if this is like temporary, like just for this season and they go back to Atlanta next year, or maybe they're going to stay in Dalton the whole time. We don't know. But hey, it said the club plans to make some announcements soon, so maybe they might address it, and maybe what else has been going on, and, you know, hopefully some player signings and a coaching staff and all that. So we will see what happens there. But outside of that, the other piece of news we got is from the Maryland Bobcats FC. And the Maryland Bobcats FC, they have released their 2024 away kit. And it is a beauty, guys. It looks amazing. When I saw it on X, I said, this Maryland Bobcats FC away kit is lit. That's literally what I said. And the Bobcats, they noted on there, it is created by the Maryland Bobcats manager team with input from at Dan Creel, who you guys know is one of the co-hosts for the Knights You Say Nisa podcast, and the president of our support group, Mr. Alex, who's part of the Old Bay Brigade. And of course, when I interviewed Alex Cowell, the head coach of the Maryland Bobcats, he did mention that the club president, GD, was also involved in this. So great work on that design, guys. I love that it's got the Maryland colors on the sleeve and the neckline there. So that's pretty cool for the jersey. And I like that they also got the colors for the state on the back as well, on the numbers there in the back. And on the front of the white kit, you see kind of the state, like the shape of Maryland in the middle of the jersey there. So that looks really cool. So I like that a lot. I like that a lot. And, you know, I'm curious to see what other NISA teams do with their kit release. I know Irvine Zeta, they've kind of announced their city kit. And hopefully we can see Savannah Clovers, Michigan Stars, LA Force, and some of the other NISA clubs show off their kits on social media as we get close to the season starting. All right, everyone. Well, that's all the latest news we got from the NISA League. Now it's time to close out the show. All right, everyone, that will conclude this edition of the NISA Today FC podcast. If you guys have any comments, feedback, or suggestions, you can reach out to me on X. My handle is at JT_Taylor88. You can also reach out to us on our website. It is www.NISAtodayFCpodcast.com. Just click on the contact page on the homepage. It takes you straight to the next page where you can fill out your comment or suggestions or feedback. Hit submit, and it goes directly to my email. And if you guys want to keep up with all the latest updates on our show, you can follow us on our social media handles. We're on Facebook at NISA Today FC. We are on Instagram at NISA_TodayFC. We're also on Threads at NISA_TodayFC at threads.net. And we're also on X at NISA_TodayFC. You guys stay tuned. We'll have some more episodes and maybe some more blog posts posted throughout the week. So stay tuned for that. But until then, you guys take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.